That's what he set up to do. But when you take charge of the flesh and will not be ruled or controlled by the flesh, you rise up and you live as the king and queen that you are. Hallelujah. So he wants you to be prosperous and successful in this life. And getting and having lots of money to do whatever the Father tells us to do. By the direction of Holy Spirit. So go and get your stuff. The thing that rightfully belongs to you. Who are you partnering with? This is how you multiply yourself. This is the way you need to listen real careful. By joining with others. And the anointing that they have on their life, when increase come to them, it will come to you also. Just like you were a partner in sowing, listen to this now. Just like you were, like somebody offered you, say, I want you to partner with me. This is what God told me to do. Or you go and partner with a business person. Just like you were a partner in sowing, you become a partner in reaping, a harvesting. God calls increase to come to you. God put his supernatural spirit of ability, his power on you. This is the way this work in the kingdom of God. Listen what it says. Ooh. I want to deal with this just a little bit further. 2 Corinthians 8:9. I want to reread this. For we know. What is it? 2 Corinthians 8:9. For we know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, notice what it said, we know. It's not something we think, it's something we know. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was what? Rich, yet for your sake he became what? For what reason? That ye through his poverty might be rich. Now let yourself hear you say, I'm rich.
I'm rich.
Say it again.
I'm rich.
Say it again.
I'm rich.
Say it again.
I'm rich.
Now say this, that's just how it is. I'm rich. And I'm discovering it today. I will never say to myself around anybody else or while in private by myself that I'm poor. I've been joined to the Lord and he's rich and I'm one with him. I'm rich too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By the way, I didn't ask my feeling. I didn't even ask my bank account. None of those things. Not even the job I work on. I found it in the Word. I'm rich. I'm rich.
I'm rich.
I'm rich.
I'm
going to say it. Confession will bring possession. I'm saying it because I believe it in my heart that this is true. This is what God had done for me. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich. Hallelujah. I'm rich. All the poverty that I had, Now I'm talking now. All the poverty that I had, all the poverty that you had, he took it. And when he took it and went to hell, he didn't bring it out. He left it there. Is any poverty on this earth now? It doesn't belong to you or me. It belongs to the one that is of poverty, and that's Satan. I've been delivered from him. I've been brought out of his kingdom, and I've been placed into the kingdom of God's dear son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read this one, and yep. So go ahead and put up Psalm 112. We are going to practice some more. We got to get this in our spirits. Psalm 112, verse 1. This is the King James. Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. See, that's why we praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Do what? Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that what? Fears, reverence, respect, and honor. That's what fear means. King James put it fear, and sometimes we think of terrified. Now we honor, respect, and praise. Blessed is the man that what? Honor, respect, the Lord, that delighteth, what? Delighteth, how? Greatly, how? In his commandment. I'll say it again. I use Matlock it's just an illustration. When you let Matlock become more important to you than his commandment, then you can't have this manifest in your life. Because Matlock is manifested. And Matlock don't have this kind of revelation. And Matlock can't do it. It's just a thrill of the flesh. Keep going. He delight greatly in his commandment. Listen to this. His seed. See, you don't want to leave your seed, your child, your children in a mess. And this is what some of our forefathers have done. They didn't pass on, and we thank God for what those that did. But when you pass on to your son to be an alcoholic like you, sex offender or drug addiction, or a cheater, a liar, or when you pass it on to your sons and your daughters, you are doing them wrong. Or you become where they were molesters and all kind of other kind of activity they got into, extortioners and cheaters, right? You don't want to pass that on to your son, mean and all this other stuff. You want to pass on to your seed this blessing. And he said, when you do what? Back up to verse 1. Praise you the Lord. Blessed the man that what? Fears, reverence, honor, respect the Lord. Reverence, honor, respect the Lord. And when you fear, reverence, honor, respect the Lord, he said what? That and then that delighteth greatly in his commandments, his seed shall be what? Mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Now listen to this.